Debbie Romero is your host today on Transcend with Debbie and can be found on all platforms. She is a renowned international evidential psychic medium, Reiki master, Munekai certified, and empowerment teacher, who is holding space to bring awareness with other like-minded souls as we raise the vibration collectively for humanity. With awareness, inspiration, love, compassion, and healing. Now, your host of Transcend with Debbie, Debbie Romero.
Hey, welcome to Transcend with Debbie. My guest today is Christina Bloom.
That's Hello.
What's up. Yes. Yay. Hi, Christina. It is an honor to have you here as a guest today.
Well, thank you. It's an honor to be on your show. Thank you.
Thank you. I've been watching you for some time, and we finally get to collaborate and come together. But I've watched you hold space collectively for the community, and you sat there and you talked about your experiences and investigation with the modalities that you embodied. So before I start to go into that, would you mind sharing who you are and what like to be known in the world?
Absolutely. Well, I am a psychic. I'm a medium. Sometimes those things go together and sometimes they're separate things. Psychic can be just any information that's coming through from the universe, from my spirit guides, from if I'm sitting down with someone, their spirit guides. You know, there's a lot that can be done that way. I also do past life regressions and past life readings, which are different in that with a regression, I use hypnosis to take people there themselves so they can experience it firsthand. Mm-hmm. I also do Akashic Record reading, which is a little bit different than past life, but related, where we can go in and we can check out, you know, what exactly is my soul contract?
Right.
What That's, am I doing here?
Girl, that is deep stuff. Yeah. I will say almost, you know, 18 years ago, I started the past life in the hypnosis, and I went to a trance medium, and I was able to go under in that way for years. And there is so much beauty in that work, especially as a intuitive medium, psychic, energy healer, you know, because energy comes with it. And I'm going to add the energy healer to your list because there is a frequency that comes forward when you're visiting those timelines and those energies of trauma, because you're touching also into trauma. You're touching into timelines of where maybe someone wants to understand deeper. So thank you for the work that you do and being a service to spirit and to community.
You.
Yeah, that's like, I know for me, my journey is self-care, self-love, and due to trauma and due to life events. And so the moment to pause and to have someone that they can say, I got to call Christina, like that's big.
Right. It is. And I do get that sometimes, you know, people will message me and say, I just know I have to talk to you. I don't know why. I just know.
Right.
So, yeah.
I think oftentimes we are the last resource of where they've gone to doctors, they've gone to therapists. And, you know, as a medium, we are clearly not in that medical line, but there is something that is definitely mysterious where we can allow the energy to move. And that just happened. I was like getting ready to come work with you. And I'm like, oh, she's sending me energy. I love it. You know, this is a perfect example of the subtle energies that can be felt when one is super sensitive.
Right. And I love that too. I love that. And I love to teach people how to feel those energies, like how to tap into those energies. I think that's so important.
Right. And when you say tapping into it and going into what we call the link, right? We talked about that earlier. What is the biggest thing that you do to help one tap into their own self? Because I feel that people don't understand, is this my energy or is this someone else's energy? How do you have someone look at the difference with that?
I start with just the word energy, and I teach, I have the Intuitive You program, which is a psychic and personal development program, because I think that developing psychic without developing the personal, that doesn't work well. And we end up, what we end up with is people doing readings with no self-awareness. So I want to teach people to have self-awareness. And one of the things that I teach is to pull your energy in and to push it out and to feel the difference in when you're moving your own energy in and out. So I call it the hula hoop method, like you have a hula hoop floating around you. And I have people concentrate on pulling their energy inside of it. And then I will stand. Well, first of all, I have them walk towards me and I'll have either divining rods or a pendulum. And it will move when their energy field touches it as they're walking towards me. And initially, most people, they start about 25, 30 feet away. They don't normally get more than two or three steps in before it's moving.
Nice.
Because we aren't taught to manage our energy. So that's where I start, you know? So then I stop them and I tell them to imagine the hula hoop, pull your energy in, breathe it in, visualize it, however that works for you, and then try again. Right. And they do, and they can walk right up to within a couple of feet of me.
I love
everybody. Everybody. Yeah.
I remember getting a reading many years ago at the LA Conscious Center, and this lady was phenomenal. She was a reader who was part of a show. She was a producer, director of one of the shows that was with a medium, and she was able to see the souls that passed on. And I remember her coming, and she was like, whoa, and she's so dramatic, like really like, whoa, and I'm like, yeah, girl, tell me more, you know? And she was like, you are someone who works with the angels, you know, and you having your protection. And I was at that time working with the young lady who did the trance and the hypnosis. And so I was definitely bathed in her energy of spirit and love because she held space for me. So she definitely works with angels. And she's like, I can't even get next to you because your energy is heavily guarded with your angelic beings of spirit. And so I just absolutely love how we can interpret the energy, what's around us. Mm-hmm. And then also how you can notice the shift of the movement when you get next to somebody based on their thoughts and feelings. So you're tapping into the aura of one's being as
Absolutely.
Well. And so when you're speaking of that aura, you know, there are times where that aura is, like you say, how do we control it? How do we bring it in? And I love the hula hoop concept that you just speak of, because when we are givers or we are someone who is just really active creating, our aura expands. And expands and it goes to the collective and it just expands so big based on your personality of who you are, of your essence. And so I absolutely love that technique, first off, Christina. So thank you for sharing that.
You're welcome. And it's so easy. I teach it to children.
Mm-hmm.
Children love it. Because they can just like, I don't want to play with you. And they suck their energy in.
Right. And so that's almost like a little protection as well, because it's bringing in and grounding and centering the energy. And so you can really feel the, you know, the webs and all the little fiber optics just coming in just a beautiful way, right?
Absolutely.
And so when you're speaking of the first step, it sounds like it's understanding your energy, the hula hoop step, and then also that grounding and protection.
Right.
I can feel that within you. Right. And the pendulum, let's talk about that and your tools to recognize the difference when energy's around it. And I'm just like wanting to sway, you know. How did you feel?
Interestingly.
How did you feel? I love that. It's like a necklace, right?
It is a necklace. I wear it all the time. So, you know, sometimes I need a pendulum and I'm not going to always remember to carry one. So I just wear my necklace and I can take it off and it just swings easily.
I love it. I remember doing an investigation and a lady had the pendulum and she was asking the yeses and the noes. And the director was like, you got to keep your arm here. Let's not move it. So it was like to really, you know, we want to make sure there's no influence from our own self into the energies. And so I was really watching the technique on how someone would use the pendulum for the yeses and the noes. And I mean, clearly we do it all the time. It's something that's been around for many years. And so when it goes, like what made you go to a pendulum, may I ask?
Like, because I can wear a pendulum. I can't really wear divining rods.
Girl, why can't you not wear those? Can you just not keep them in your back pocket or your purse? Like you just don't have your box coming out or your EVP recorded. Like you don't really
No, and I do it in a way where I just sort of hang it over my finger, right? So I'm not holding it like this.
Perfect.
I'm hanging it. And so where's my camera? There we go.
There you go.
So I'm just hanging it over my finger and then I don't wiggle it as much when I do that. You know, when you do this, it's like your muscles are tight.
I love that. Yeah. You wrap it and then you use it. And those babies can go really crazy.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
I love that.
And every single time I use it, because sometimes it changes its mind. I don't know why. But I will ask yes and no, you know, show me my yes. Thank you. Show me my no. Every time.
Yes, no. And it changes. It does
change. It can change.
And do you think it can change because it creates a change to have it almost like the energy's brought more light to it? And it's like, oh, let's bring this to the surface to the light. So now the energy's moving for the concept of the thought of what you're asking, which creates the shift of what needs to progress, right? Do you think it's changing?
I think so. I
don't know why that just came to me. I'm just like, oh, it's crazy. Well, that
and plus, you know, when I use it to read someone's chakras to see what's blocked and what isn't, then it doesn't do yes and no. Then it circles, right?
That is beautiful. Yes. Thank you for saying that because people will use the pendulum to check the energy frequency of how it's moving within the body. Right. And that a lot of healers do that and they'll, you know, people will see it, but they don't understand why is she doing that? What is happening? So can you go a little depth in that of what you're looking for and what you're doing?
Well, first of all, I am a Reiki master. I have been for 20 some years. I just don't offer it as a service. You know, it's just, I could, I choose not to. But that's kind of where I learned to use the pendulum as far as checking chakras and, you know, how energy is moving and all of the chakras except for the throat, the pendulum will swing clockwise, at least in the northern hemisphere. That might be different in the southern hemisphere. Don't know. I haven't tried it. But the throat goes backwards because that's the cross point between the right side managing the left side of the body and the left side managing the right side of the body. So for some reason, that makes it spin counterclockwise. Mm-hmm. And if all of them spin the way that I just said, then the chakras are open and functioning properly.
Wow. And, you know, when we touch on the chakra system, a lot of people don't realize or maybe don't even believe, right, that it is an energy. It is a place of entry point. It is that vortex portal to us, to energy. And so how we are constantly, our hands are touching things and we're constantly pulling and releasing and we are ebbing and flowing into that, you know, we'll say the Kundalini snake, you know, that energy of the chakra system clearing as it's activated with the energies. We're doing it naturally. People want to make it a little complex and, oh, we're going to do this. And really just, it's about bringing healthiness, mindfulness to self, right?
Right.
Well, how would you describe that to someone who is wanting to tap into their chakras and get all, all floss? I say flossy because, you know, we always want to move. We always want to move the energy and we want to feel good and we want to feel, you know, we want to get rid of the residues and the, you know, the stories. And so what would you tell someone who's a baby and stepping in this saying, I want my chakras cleared and balanced. What would you do?
Oh, I get that a lot, actually.
I know.
I do a lot of fairs, so I get a lot of people who are like,
I know,
who can I go to balance my chakras? Just stand up. I'll do it for you. It's so easy.
Let me just do this. Let me put in the symbols. Just, keep pieces going. Okay.
There you go. Sorry. Go ahead. You know, it's so easy though. You know, it's not complicated. Like you said, it's so easy. And I don't know why people make it complicated. I'm not sure what that's about, but I have also discovered that sometimes it's not good to have all of your chakras blown wide open.
Oh, 100. I've had that happen. Woo, yeah. You're purging. So what happens when, okay, well, first off, let me slow my roll. Coffee kicking in, y'all. Let me hold up here. So the way I see it, right, it's because you and I have taken the path to understand it. We've been given the work to get the education and to understand what does this chakra do? How is it connected to the organs? How is it responsible for the energies that I'm receiving or being translated to me? And so we work on a different level of how we acknowledge it. So you're working with someone who just knows or has a glimpse of a little of ignition here of saying they're ignited with the thought, I hear this. What is this about? Tell me more. So they're intrigued, but they don't have the knowledge. And so we're working with the public in the community who just know that that's going to help them somehow. They just don't fully have the awareness of why and what it means to do these things. And I think that's not just chakra work. I think this is important in all levels of what we do. I think that this also, you know, someone sees it happening as a fad, you know, like, oh, this is like, it's fashionable. It's like, we got to get this. People are doing this now. It's hip to be meditating and it feels great. And we're going to go kumbaya together. Right.
Right.
But there is some seriousness when you're activating rituals, prayer, ceremony, you're diving into different medicines. And now you're touching into many other layers of work that can purge you and take you into a darker feeling if you start to work with them more than one all at once. Think about
it. Can be overwhelming. Yeah.
Right.
It's like an overdose. It's like literally like an overdose when you blow everything open all at once. It just shuts people down.
Exactly. There's no win, right? So it's like everybody wants the third eye to be open. But let's work on the lower base of the structure. Let's go into the earth. Let's go into that root. Let's go into the sacral. And so I actually did it when I was teaching a 21-day program. Every week we worked on one chakra at a time. And I taught them to understand the colors, the frequency that goes with it, the food that goes with it, the affirmations and the sounds. There's so many ways that we can incorporate to help bring awareness to that specific chakra and to be mindful if our body is having some discomfort physically, that is an indication. Oh, let me hold up. Let me see where that's at. It's my heart, my lower base. I got some family stuff to work on. So for you and I, we know that, but for the babies stepping in or the ones that are ready to learn
or the to balance, take the next step to go deeper, even if they've already learned the beginning part, you know, they've stepped in, their big toe is in the water, but now they want to be in it up to their ankles.
Right.
It's, so, yeah. So I don't know if you know, if you can even see it, but on my cupboard back here, that's the chakra set of brass singing bowls. So every bowl is attuned to a chakra, or at least the seven main chakras.
Yes. I could see that. And I see your chakra board. I see the root, the sacral. I see that. And this is even just seeing it and allowing our body to embody the colors, to focus into the colors. I would teach my students to color their chakras and to acknowledge them and to bring the energy back to self. And I love that because you started with, I teach my students to acknowledge their own energy with the hula hoop. So this is the beautiful example of understanding our own energy.
And it's so empowering.
So
empowering when people go, I didn't know I could do that. That is really cool.
Super cool.
And
so I love how you say, okay, you are a Reiki practitioner 20 years plus, right? And then when did you know you were a psychic medium?
pretty much from toddler.
What happened to you, Christina?
I have prophetic dreams. So starting at when I was just old enough to really talk and get my point across, you know, maybe three, possibly two. I had a lot to say. I wanted to start early, so probably around two. I would have dreams that I walked into a room in my grandparents' house, which when I was a child, it was an office. But before that, it was a bedroom. And yes, it was where the great grandmother I'm named after passed away. Mm-hmm. So I would walk into her room. I didn't know at the time who she was, but I would get up on this stepladder and kiss her on the cheek or the forehead and pull a sheet over her head. And then I would wake up crying. And every time that happened, a distant relative I never heard of had passed away at about the same time I had the dream. So it was just really interesting. I had that dream, I think, five or six times until I hit puberty. And then it started like appearing in front of me when I was awake.
Yes.
And so there was, it was more like there might have been 10 people in a room, but I certainly saw at least twice that. You know, so
how did you handle that when you started acknowledging spirit, when they saw you and you saw them? How did you respond as a little girl that you can remember?
Interestingly enough, I thought everyone saw them. So I didn't really interact with them any more than they interacted with me, because I assumed everybody in the room knew they were there. You know, so if they weren't talking to me, I didn't talk to them. And it wasn't that I was scared or being rude. I just thought they might be talking to somebody else. So I just didn't interrupt. And so, you know, it was, I didn't realize until, I don't know, maybe sometime in junior high school, when somebody looked at me and said, "Why are you so weird?"
Right.
I'm like, "I don't know what you mean."
Right.
"We keep telling us there's all these ghosts here. Nobody else sees them. What's wrong with you?" You know, and up until that point, it didn't occur to me that nobody else was seeing them.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm like, "I don't think there's anything wrong with me. Why can't you see them?"
You know? Right. Right. I agree with you. I think a lot of mediums, when they're awakened, it's a very normal thing for us to experience life together in the oneness. And so, you know, that is a true vulnerability that you were able to fill into the essence of others, but and allow yourself just to be like, "Hey, how are you?" Or, "I'm leaving you." You're respecting the energy. That's that's pretty cool that you were able to have boundaries at a very young age to say, "Well, your mother or your father definitely embodied you with some respect," you know?
Right, right. But I don't know that they knew how to deal with it either. My mom, when it the first time it happened, and I know this because I've heard this story so often, but the first time it happened, when, like I said, when I was a toddler, the next morning, my mom picked up the phone to call her mom, who was calling her to tell her about a death in the family as somebody in Sweden I never met. I never knew about them. I didn't know who they were. But the phone never rang. They just started talking to each other because they dialed at the exact same time. So, yeah, it was interesting.
Yeah. So who is the gifted person in your family? Do you have others?
You know, as time has gone on, I was probably well into adulthood when I realized my dad had abilities. He used his differently. He channeled inventions.
Nice.
Yeah. So that was kind of his thing. And music. He was a musician as well. And I feel like he channeled not only the inventions, but the music. It's like he never had any formal training in music. Mm-hmm. He just picked up instruments and knew what to do. So
awesome.
Yeah, I feel like that was with him. And then my mom's mother was very tuned in.
Yeah. Most definitely. Yeah. Feel the presence of them very strongly with you, for sure. And I could feel grandmother just like, yeah, you know, she's her energy, just really a force of love here. And your father, you know, to be able to channel music. I really love that because everything is frequency. It's a vibration. Mm-hmm. And being that he played the music around you, your body was already attuning to sound.
Right.
And you're talking about your seven bowls back there, attuned mm-hmm. to the chakras. But you were around this since a little girl.
Right. But my parents didn't know. I mean, they had no cognitive awareness of it.
Right. But no, this is the beauty of the mystery unfolding, because I work with some people that are also in the music industry, and they're so creative and so mm-hmm. open. But this, again, the awareness of the education of how it can unfold on a mystical level, we'll say, is right. an intuitive or medium. We yeah. know we're getting in ideas, but we don't understand how, or we're downloading information, but how, right? When I had this talk this morning with one of my friends, and I was like, you know, how many, and maybe you can chime in with this too, like, let's talk about this just for a second, because we are one. We're all part of the oneness, and mm-hmm. we're all getting the ideas like your father did, the inventions. How many times have you heard someone say, oh, that was my idea. I had that idea. And it was like, we all download, whether it's a message for healing, what's out there collectively, a guide. They're all there to help us. It's who runs with it and creates it and brings it into action is right. the one that's flowing with it. Do you think one can feel that their energy was tapped into and they almost like, oh, you're in my space. This is personal. But when do you recognize the difference? Personal energy, collective energy, intervention. We're all part of the oneness. We're all together.
Right.
But so how would you look at that, Christina?
Well, for me, I can feel when a specific person is tapping into me or thinking about me. I'm not really sure how I do that, except that I feel the connection and they pop into my head and I'm like, oh, hey, how you doing? I mean, it's like a telepathic communication.
Yeah, girl. Get know? It, girl. Yeah.
I'm not sure what that experience is for other people, but yeah. for me, that's the way it is. Like if I'm thinking about somebody, all of a sudden, like that thought is coming in strong, then I know they're thinking about me. And I've tested it by texting people.
Yes.
When it happened, going, are you thinking about me right now? Yeah, I was.
Girl, I bet. Girl, what's up? You have my thoughts. You're coming in. You're chiming in. What's going on? Like, it's like our inner thug comes out. Like, what's up?
Well, and not only that, but it's, like, you know, nice sometimes when, I mean, I do get that too. Like,
in a nice way. You know? What's up? What do you mean?
But for some people, it's like, well, I was thinking about contacting you and asking you a question, or I was going to schedule a reading, or, you know, it's like, well, here we are now. Let's schedule it.
Yeah. And, you know, that is so true, Christina, because we will get their energy and they'll sit and they'll contemplate for weeks before they actually call you.
I'm like, I know.
You're like, girl, just call me. Like, I'm already feeling you. Like, come on. I'm already holding space already. It's already happening. So, yeah. Let's talk about your past life regression. Obviously, I talked about my personal experiences and how I used it to help me move forward in my energies. Mm-hmm. When someone who is not open and they're not psychic or they're not, we're all psychic, but if they're not fully open to mediumship, you know, is there a warning that you give to someone tapping into this deeper healing? Like, do you want them to work with a therapist? What are your protocols that you set forward when you're about to do that type of work for someone?
Well, I have a list of other practitioners with other, you know, and with other modalities, right? So mm-hmm. therapists, doctors, you know, whatever the case might be. Because I'm not a medical medium. I do get the information, but I'm not licensed. So it's not legal for me to tell somebody you have this particular illness. It's not legal for me to say that, even if I know it. So all I do in that case is say, well, this is what I'm feeling. I'm feeling this thing right here. And I'm getting a strong sense you should go to a doctor about that.
Right.
You know, something like that. Because I don't need to be sued for malpractice
Exactly. And I think, you know, the way I use my verbiage, I'll say, okay, energy. First, I'm not a doctor, not diagnosing. However, mm-hmm. this is being brought to my awareness. Definitely would suggest making an appointment or looking at this if it is something that is something you've been thinking of, because this is what's being brought to my awareness. And so that's how I handle that. I love what you're saying. And I think, too, again, you know, when you're going into hypnosis and the person is going into that light state of, you know, that mind frame where you're tapping into the subconscious mm-hmm. and you're going in, and let's say, I'll give you an example, Christina, you know, I'm age 5. This happened to me. Mom, dad got divorced. They're not together. I already know this is what I want to work on. But then spirit comes in and they're like, no, girl, we're going to work on something different. Like, that's what you're coming in for. But little do you know, it's going to be so different, because in your head, you think this is what the problem is, but then there's a deeper root cause. How do you let people know, like, okay, you may not get that, but let's do this. Like, how would you have someone get ready to work with you?
That's an interesting question, because every case is so different.
Yeah.
It really is. Every case is so different. And so I think for me, what I do when someone comes to me for hypnosis, I have a whole form that they fill out.
Yes. Good for you. Yeah.
I want to know what medications you're on. I want to know what health concerns you have, especially if they're mental health concerns, because I don't want to take somebody who has a known mental illness and is choosing not to be medicated for it into a hypnotic state. That's not something I want to deal with. I'm not qualified for that. You know, I will send them to a licensed therapist to do that. I'm a certified hypnotist. That's not the same thing as a certified hypnotherapist.
100. I absolutely love that you say that. And the reason why is because we can get triggered.
Oh, yeah.
And I say we, because in anything that we do to delve into any work of mm-hmm. spirituality is going to bring the subconscious to the surface of energies. And so even if things are buried and you don't understand it, you're still having to process it. You're still bringing it to your awareness. You know, how many times have you had a patient or a client come in and say, I'm going to work on this, and this is my focus, because that's what their mind is working through. And it's not something you've done. It's something that they are feeling that they're ready to tackle. Right. And because of whatever ABC is, it can spin into many different ways. And if you're going into a meditation, they'll get glimpses, they'll get visions. So I'm very much the same way when it comes to a soul reading. Mm-hmm. If I'm going into a soul journey or a soul loss or soul, you know, some type of soul work, I will ask, have you been meditating before? Do you have a therapist? I will not work with you unless you've done this ABC before you even come to that level of work. Right. So there is integrity. Clearly, you have huge integrity in the way you're working. And I just want to applaud you for your steps you have, because when they leave you, they still have to leave with the emotions of what they're working through.
Right. And I don't schedule back-to-back hourly appointments, because mm-hmm. especially if we're doing something like a past life regression or soul retrieval, something like that, there's a lot of emotion that goes along with that. And I give people an extra hour just to spend in my presence and be safe, be in a safe bubble while they're processing what just happened.
Right.
You know,
I
feel like it's the right way to do it.
Really is.
Yeah.
You know, I had a lady that I would see. So after I went to my first hypnosis and spirit sight, and she was like, Debbie, you're going to teach. You're going to have to start saving your stuff and move on. Your body will start to take you to different people, and you'll start to gravitate to another level of work. And I ended up finding this woman who was local in the area, shamanic drumming and healing and like crystal therapy. And I would go on this crystal bed and get the therapy and the healing. And I did it for years. So when people are looking, when you say hours of work, right? I did the work for years.
Oh, yeah.
And it doesn't stop. It's a practice that you will find a way that you will incorporate it within your daily life.
Right.
Based on someone's experiences and the depth of the healing that you're touching into, there's a self-care remedy that you'll have that not only do we need to do, but especially even more so when you're tapping into progression and
absolutely
past life. It's so sensitive and delicate. And what do you see happen to your clients after that work is done?
Usually they have like the transformation. Even after one session, they can have, you know, some sort of a transformation. And the thing that I do is I add in color therapy with the healing, and I coordinate it with the chakras, right? So if you want to heal your throat chakra, wear blue.
It's perfect. It's a beautiful way to acknowledge that chakra. It's
right.
a beautiful way to, what does blue mean for you? Is right. it Michael Archangel? Is it communication? Is it protection? Like really analyzing the color, tasting it, feeling it, smelling
right.
it, like really embodying the essence of blue, right? So powerful.
Right.
As I look to the right, I see tulips of pink and peach, you know. It's like how the colors speak to our soul. Their color therapy is such a beautiful way of embodying spirit.
And it's subtle.
The energy, yeah.
It's subtle. It's not it really in your is. Face. And I've been watching this PR coach, right? Because I'm not good at self-promotion. So thank you for putting me in front of a camera.
You're welcome. But,
one of her things is choose a signature color. When you're working, wear that color.
Right.
I chose yellow.
Get it, girl.
I do a lot of events where everyone else is wearing black, blue, or purple.
Mm-hmm.
And I wanted to stand out.
Right.
So I will go into an event. I've got my table set up. I've got my brightly floral tablecloth on it. I'm wearing my bright yellow. I'm in it. I didn't stop to think that that was going to kick off a deeper healing in the solar plexus chakra, which is our power and control centers.
Right.
So I've been going through my own next level of healing because I chose to wear yellow on a consistent basis.
Right.
So
it's so true. I remember, as you said, you know, these paracons or these events, there are purple, black, and it's very dark. And so here we, I love that you say you're rocking yellow. I rocked pink. I had my table pink and white and, you know, florals and flowers, just like you. And so we really, really, you're bringing it, girl. You're bringing the colors, the meaning of the colors. So you're just following your intuition and guidance.
Absolutely. You know, absolutely. You really are. Yeah. That's a really important thing to teach people, isn't it?
No,
to follow
it really
their
is.
Own intuition and guidance. And I look at it like I teach in my Intuitive You program. I teach from a kind of a quantum physics scientific standpoint.
Nice.
So I'm not offending anybody's religious views. I don't even touch on angels unless somebody else brings it up, because there's so many different beliefs around it and so many different conceptions and misconceptions and, you know, that sort of thing. And I just teach from an energy standpoint. So I teach from Tesla and Einstein. Like those are my two biggest energy teachers, because they know more about it than pretty much anybody else on the planet.
Right. But look at how beautiful you were able to take a step and connect to spirit to help you channel
right.
that energy. And you've taken the initiative to understand the history of Tesla and Albert Einstein. So
right.
you're following your own spirit on what feels right for you.
Absolutely.
Being able to anchor that in with your dad being an intervention or music.
Right.
Like that is, you're working with the most two beautiful souls in spirit world to help you with those downloads and how to channel the energy through your writing and how you're creating and how you're presenting yourself. It's obviously out of love. What inspires you to hold space for others?
Well, when I'm working, I want to hold space for people. I really want to hold space for people to make them feel safe. Mm-hmm. You know, when you're doing deep work, you have to be in a place where you feel safe. Right. Otherwise, it's not going to work.
Right.
It's just not going to work. And when I'm doing a reading with someone, I literally connect heart to heart. Like I send a stream of energy from my heart chakra right into their heart chakra. It gives me direct access to them. I ask permission first, always, always, always ask permission. And it kind of gets rid of the noise in the room, especially when you're at an event. It's, you know, you can pick up all kinds of things in a room when you're at an event, at a fair or a paracon. There's all kinds of energy flying around that room. I don't want to pick up what's out there. I want to pick up what's important to you, the person sitting in front of me.
Right.
I love so that. That's the way that my guides have guided me to do that.
Perfect. So trusting, letting them feel that they can trust the energy and you and the relationship of love and heart space energy.
Right.
Love that.
Yeah.
Well, Christina, what collective message would you like the world to know that has been heavy on your mind today?
Lately, what's been heavy on my mind is just letting people know that as we're shifting from 3D to 5D, we're understanding that time doesn't actually exist. And if you think it does, then you must be aware that it's warping crazy all over the place. We're going to be okay. We're going to be okay. All of us, the animals, the plants, the rocks, the humans, everybody, we're all going to be okay. This is just part of a growth process.
Amen to that. Thank you for being a guest on Transcend with Debbie. And where can people find you? What are you offering? Let the world know what's up with Christina Bloom.
Awesome. Well, my website is right there, ChristinaBloom.com. And if you can't see it or you're not, if you're just listening, it's Christina with a K and Bloom with two O's.com. So super simple there. I'm on Facebook. I'm on Instagram. I'm on TikTok. I'm on Threads. You can get a hold of me in any of those places. Also on my website, there is a form where you can request an appointment time. And there's my books are for sale on the front, on the homepage of my website. Just scroll down to them. You can catch my podcasts on YouTube. That's Red Road Paranormal and Breakfast with Bobby. Both are available on YouTube. I'm working on turning them into a podcast. I'm a little slow in the tech department, but I'm working on it. One big thing is I've mentioned Intuitive You, and on Thursday the 8th of August I am starting a 5-week level one program. So it'll be on Thursday evenings at 7:30 Central Time, so you'll have to adjust for your own time zones. And there is a Facebook event for that. You can find it on Facebook or message me directly and I'll send you the link.
Awesome. Congratulations on all the amazing things you're doing.
Thank you. You too.
Thank you, love. This is amazing. Thank you again, Christina. Take care, y'all. Have a great rest of your day. Much love. And thank you once again, Christine, for being a guest on Transcend with Debbie. Hey. Yes. And I love it. Girl.